The content in this audio recording provides general information, however, it does not substitute legal advice or opinion. Information is best used in conjunction with legal advice from an experienced member of our team. International property settlements. Separation and divorce when you have assets in Australia and overseas. If you are a separating couple that has assets in Australia and overseas, there are unique considerations to be aware of. International property settlements can easily stall. Keeping the property settlement process moving along is high on most people's list of priorities. For others, there may be hesitancy to proceed with the property settlement process due to being overwhelmed. Not getting the process started early, particularly when there are assets in more than one country, is problematic for a number of reasons, which we will explore in this recording. Time considerations and time limits. Time is an important consideration when you have assets both in Australia and overseas. Although it may feel appropriate for one person to take their time, urgency is required, especially when taking into consideration the current economy. Along with fluctuations and changes in valuations, not progressing the property settlement can result in your combined asset pool dwindling. Delaying can also present other significant issues, such as triggering a need to sell below market value due to a need for funds elsewhere. In the international context specifically, it can be difficult to reverse transactions in different countries, and if you are not acting swiftly, this can mean it is harder to preserve the proceeds of any sale that has taken place. Time limitations differ depending on location, whether you are dealing with domestic assets only or other assets located internationally, such as property in the US. Time limitations in Australia. In Australia, once a divorce is granted, you only have 12 months to commence the court process involved in a property settlement. For de facto partners who are separated, there is also a time limitation. However, you have 2 years from the date of separation to commence the court process. Time limitations in other countries. Understanding the time limitations of countries outside of Australia is also incredibly important. For example, the United States and Canada run a system where divorce, separation, property settlement, and parenting are all treated as one issue. This is unlike in Australia, where parenting and property arrangements can commence and be finalised at any point in time from the date of the separation. If you have assets in other countries, this may mean that there is a period of time when you cannot actually do anything. That is why it's critical to understand the timelines of the different countries and to seek advice to learn how this will affect your individual process. Avoid having to go through these processes twice. A significant factor contributing to many people having to go through proceedings and legal processes twice is a general lack of awareness that legal advice should be sought in Australia as well as in the jurisdictions where other assets are held. For example, if you have a property in Australia and the UK, then you should seek legal advice in both Australia and the UK. There is a perception that assets overseas are unobtainable after a separation. At the opposite end of the scale, there is also a misconception that whatever orders you may have in place in one country will automatically be applicable in another. Neither of these perceptions are 100% true. That being said, it is not uncommon for people with property in Australia and overseas to have to revisit their parenting and or property matters with dual advice needed to be sought the second time around. What is certain, though, for anyone navigating a property or financial settlement where overseas assets are concerned, is that this is a process that requires urgent attention. Expert legal advice is essential in order to achieve the best possible outcome the first time around. What you need to know early on. If you are yet to begin this process, it is essential you know what assets and liabilities you and your former partner or spouse have here and overseas. This might include superannuation or Commonwealth pensions, amongst other financial resources. To get a clear picture of all possible assets, speak to a family lawyer. They can help you work out what information is likely to be required or what processes you need to follow to identify what your assets are and where they are located. If your family lawyer is not accurately informed of the assets you have, this can muddy the waters and make the process difficult. In our experience, international property settlement matters such as these are usually dealt with in a collaborative manner, so it is crucial for all the facts to be laid out clearly on the table. This means that both your family lawyer in Australia and any lawyers you have in different jurisdictions where you have assets can work together to identify what is recognised in both countries. The next step is then identifying how these assets are owned. Are they owned jointly or solely? In Australia, couples can hold property as joint tenants, although this is different around the globe. It is important to become familiar with how your assets are held. For example, if an asset is held in a trust, or if it is part of a corporation or business, how your assets are held can impact their value. Dual advice. We know that the thought of seeking dual advice may feel overwhelming, but it is essential in international property settlement matters. Having advice from lawyers in Australia and overseas who are working together to obtain the best possible outcome for you means you can avoid having to deal with any unforeseen issues down the track and minimises the risk of running into potentially conflicting advice. As family lawyers, we have connections with specialist family lawyers in a range of countries, and we are able to assist you in finding the right lawyer if required. There can be a number of unforeseen circumstances that slow down the property settlement process in international matters. Considering the property settlement time limitations that exist, it is important to get the process started as early as possible. With the right knowledge of your assets and legal advice, keeping your international property settlement on track and without significant delays is entirely possible.